How was it, you mentioned Asia, how was it that you ultimately became part of the Vietnam Project?
Well, I didn't know this, but we had a political scientist on our staff who knew President Diem. He was in exile in France, I think it was, when this gentleman, I can't think of his name at the moment. He was a...
Wesley Fischel,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Wes was on the staff here, and he knew Diem, and they were personal friends. And I guess Wes must have visited with him in Europe and came back, and when they were looking for somebody to head up the government, he suggested Diem. And that's how Diem got involved, and also when he did, he asked for help from this university to reestablish the government. And he asked for help in specific areas, law enforcement, finance, budgeting, and public relations. And that. So John Hanna, President Hanna, selected four people to go over there and make these, we had 2 weeks to make this study and evaluation, and make a report to the State Department and then come back to East Lansing. That's how I became a part of the Vietnam Project. Now, everybody else had, the economist had, what's his name that used to be charge of the Economic Department, Kill. Can't think of it. But Jim Dennison was a public affairs guy, one of Hanna's assistants. Ed Widener was chairman of the political science department, and I was in police ad, and the other fellow was in economics and dealt with budgets and policy dealing with finance. I can't think of his name. He was chairman of the economics department. Okay. Did you know
him? I don't know that one.
Somebody will know.
Probably Ralph Mukler mentioned it in his interview.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. What was the name of the fellow that went to Vietnam with us? The economist.
Charles Killingsworth?
Yeah, Charles Killingsworth.
Killingsworth, okay.
Thank you.
She's got... The rain has stopped. I'm going to run to the store.
Okay. She's got a fantastic memory. Never met anybody like her. Mm-hmm. So she's my source of information. But anyway, Charles, well, I had a problem when I got over there. Mm-hmm. You see, the Diem controlled the police outside the major cities. And this military sect was headed by this man, or he was one of the people, and he was the general officer. And he was in charge of the police service in the major cities. And they didn't get along at all with Diem. And as a result, he refused to meet with me. Hmm. And I was supposed to report on the police. So the first week, I pretty much spent my time spinning my wheels trying to get to see him and get information so I could make some rational and reasonable judgments about what they needed. And one of them I knew was equipment. They didn't have any equipment worth talking about. But anyway, I finally got disgusted with his behavior, and I went to Ed Widener, who was chief of party, and told Ed that unless I could get an opportunity to meet with him and talk to him at some length and question him about what their needs were and have him give us some information, I couldn't make a report at all except the negative one. So Ed spoke to Diem, I guess, primarily, as I remember, because the next time I made an attempt and he told me to try again, which I did, the man met with me. And I laid it out to him in cold, hard language terms. I said, look, General, I think I was a general officer at the time, too. I've forgotten. But I said, unless you're willing to share information with me, I'm in a position to recommend expenditure of millions of dollars from our government to provide you with equipment, personnel, whatever's needed, based on your recommendations to me. And I said, if you don't give that, I said, you'll get nothing. Well, that made a lot of sense to him, and all of a sudden I got information. So I spent, but I had to talk, and vigorously with him. So it worked out. That's how I got to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Was that in 1954, or did that come a little bit later?
No.
It was after Dien Bien Phu.
Yeah, it's it was when Diem took over.
Okay.
Whatever year that mm-hmm. was, I've forgotten. Mm-hmm. If I ever knew. Mm-hmm. I've got pictures of that around here somewhere. Oh, and on the way over, by the way, we met with Magsaysay, the president of
See it in Malaysia?
No. I'll think of it. Mm-hmm. We got a very nice reception from him. Philippines,
okay.
And he said that if there's anything we wanted, to get in touch with a member of his staff who was a captain, the Philippines Army, and stationed in Vietnam, and he would see that we were taken care of, and it worked. So except for the general officer I had to deal with mm-hmm. in the Vietnamese Army, mm-hmm. but anyway, we met with Magsaysay, and shortly after that, he was assassinated. You might recall. He was a super guy, just very friendly, cordial. You know, anything you want to do, here's this guy, the head of the government. Mm-hmm. And so he was very helpful. And we used this other fellow. And then there was a colonel who ended up a two-star general who was in the U.S. Army who was also helpful to us. You know who he was, an American. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name either. Too bad Turner was in here, he'd remember. But anyway, as I said, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we did that, and we made a report. We came back to Washington, and we met with the State Department staff, made our report to them, verbally and also a written report. And that was the end of our activity, except when the Ramparts magazine said we'd, and I was the brunt of all this because we got the CIA in there mm-hmm. doing a lot of undercover stuff, and that personnel that I had recruited were all CIA agents.
That's what the article said.
Let me tell you what those people were. Being an NP officer, having been in the military, at least being a reserve officer, I had contacts with the general officer was in charge of the special agency and the military police who'd conducted investigations of illegal activity. And I got in touch with him and said I needed four people, good investigators, who would be a part of this team. Most of them were people, 25 or 26 people from around this country where I went and recruited. Were pretty much people who had been in uniform police service in this country, primarily. But we needed some people who were part of the team and who could deal with the investigative aspects of the whole job. And that's what we got, the people from CIA. Now, they may have been undercover, I don't know, but they were represented to us and to me as officers who were in the military police who had special assignments in investigation. Hmm. And that's what they claimed that we had. So that's what happened, and that's how we got involved with the Vietnam Project. And of course, Ramparts magazine You probably have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote that article.
Mm-hmm. That was in 1966, I think.
Our state legislature conducted an investigation,
mm-hmm.
and we had to appear before the committee. Mm-hmm. And Hannah did, I did, Ralph Buckler testified mm-hmm. and answered their questions.
How long were you in Vietnam?
The first time it was just 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And then I returned because we had a staff of 26, 27 police people. I recruited from around the country, two people out of the New York State Police, other from the West Coast. We had a traffic expert from Grand Rapids, Michigan, people from the Detroit Police Department, all of them in the uniform service.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we had quite a staff over there, and now I had to go over. We lost one man who fell off, a man out of the New York State Police. He fell off a barge. I don't know what happened and how he had what happened to fall. And falling apparently ripped his leg open, got infected, and the infection killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He fell into the river, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's one of the things that happened. Did we lose anybody else over there? I don't recall. I don't think we did. But I used to go over about once every 12, 14 months, 16 months, just to have people cry on my shoulder. Some people had culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Live in this environment, and the kind of people they were encountering. And I was ready to bring one fellow back, Vic Stricker, who was on our staff
mm-hmm.
here, taught here. Stricker went from here to Texas A&M and taught their program. But anyway, he got ill, was having a terrible time. And of course, I had families over there. Turner was over there. Mm-hmm. Turner did a super job. And he made a lot of contacts.
Did the South Vietnamese police, were there any of them trained on campus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I couldn't tell you how many, but we had, because of my interest, we had people from all over the world, really. We had Indonesians, Koreans, Vietnamese. We had British officers. We had German police here. And police from the Middle East, Turkey, I think, or I forgot, but several.
Were they integrated right into the regular courses, or were their courses taught separately for them?
They were taught separately. Mm-hmm. We had, and we developed the staff from throughout the campus. We had social scientists come in, sociologists
mm-hmm.
come in and talk about our culture so that these people would understand when they'd see a little kid smoking in an airport somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, this happened. How could this happen? You know, you take that kid and you beat him up and tell him to stop smoking. Well, we explained to them that you don't do that in this country. But that's, and we always had a debriefing going on at the end of their assignment here.
Mm-hmm.
Spent about 2 weeks with these officers in the group and explain what they saw, because a lot of things they saw in this country they didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have, and we involved our psychologists, sociologists, people from those staffs to help explain what they experienced
mm-hmm.
and how we acted in our culture.
How would you say President Hanna was in terms of his support for the projects that were in Vietnam and some of the others around the world? What was his?
I think excellent, mm-hmm. really outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently believed in it, obviously, because he went to several of these countries, you know, over the years. I know on one occasion, Ralph Buckler took him to the Far East, and they visited several facilities, Vietnam and others. that part of the world. And as far as I knew, Hannah was always very supportive. I'm not sure some of the deans were, but I don't know that.